You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a surprise show tonight. We're going to have Still Gold up in here, but due to some conflicts, they will be back on March 21st. So instead, we're going to be in here with Lightfoot, fresh off the shift, one-day beat tape series. And we got Archetype in here to talk about that, as well as AR Classic, The Bridge, and everything going on over there. That being said, the Kyle Bent interview is now online, LFODradio.com. Highly suggest you check that out. We also have MDOT, the record company, and more up there, LFODradio.com. If you want just a taste, SoundCloud.com/LFOD. That's got snippets of all the interviews. It's got our New England hip hop playlist, likes, reposts, etc., etc. Social media at LFOD Radio on everything except for Twitter, which is at @LiveFreeODRadio, but just start typing LFOD, we pop up. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODRadio.com. We only have one sort of part-time guest next week, so we're going to be playing a lot of music and stuff of that nature. Keep it clean, though. Definitely, definitely keep it clean. And if you want to hit us up about anything, that's the best email as well. Submissions at LFODRadio.com. We got a lot going on and we are looking to build, so definitely get at us. That being said, we're doing some beat stuff tonight. So the homie Razen just hit me with a new one. It's called Changes. He's got a beat tape dropping soon as well. I heard a preview. Pretty cool. It's got a lot of, what's that movie? Waking Life samples in it. It's kind of like a dream state type thing. This is a new one from Razen. It's called Changes. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Does anybody have any change? Does anybody have any change? Change, 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 change. Change, change. Does anybody have any change?
To get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah. Alright, yeah, you can find me smoking, roll up a blue, smoking and thinking and drinking. I'm in my zone, thinking that we are alone on this planet. My dealer just called my phone. He got the coupe and he got the drone. Get it for the low, hit him on his Motorola. Tell him back me up a quote. I'm out in the mix, thinking they slick, thinking they cool, but they keep on your blue. Flipping the brick, flicking the wrist. New hit lock, come out, same shoe. Open your mind, stop living blind. You're a king, living divine. Open your eye, you will arrive. Written the script, and that was the time. Life on the run, gripping your gun, thinking it's cool, but you missing your son. Try not to panic alone in this plan with a Cosby shots and a gun die young. Ain't you cool? In a rampage, dude. Gotta get back to the stool. What we gon' do? I don't know what we gon' do. Heard they was plotting on you. Put him in the dirt. Nigga, I'm missing for chicken, my nigga. It won't be the first. Under the earth, what is it worth? What do the worst? It's his birth. Nigga, this best. Wake up in the morning like yes. Gotta go get it and go. Flipping the flow. Life is a mystery. You want life, one love, one soul. So clap for when they like me one time. From a block where you run police. Get back. I'ma sit you on the map right now. Bucktown be the belly of the beast. Mama, she know that her son is a soldier. Nigga, this blind when they sipping that soda. Pull out that rip and continue to roll up. That's all I need with no weight on my shoulder. So roll up a blue. Smoking and thinking and drinking out of my zone. Thinking that we are alone on this planet. My dealer just called my phone. He got the coupe and he got the drone. Get it for the low. Hit him on his Motorola. Tell him back me up a quota. I'm out in the mix. Thinking they slick. Thinking they cool, but they keep your blue. Flipping the brick. Flicking the wrist. Nigga, get locked. Come out, same shoot. Open your mind. Stop living blind. You are a king. Living divine. Open your eye. You will arrive. Written the script and that was the time.
Timeless. That's what you are. Timeless. Just like the stars above you shine for us all to see.
No Superman, I'm like Clark Kent when I spark it up on that park bench. I don't use a laser, you use a hater to illuminate that dark wind. Like, what's the name of that crew? Love, rush for paper when we touch the brain. It's new, what's the name of it when it touches the stainless? Can't sleep cause the sun's so native in the city with a less sedative. I must evade it, cascade away from the rat attack. And I'm freaking, it's bad relaxing as I paddle back into my bad relaxing. Smoke cancer sticks and put the cancer sticks. The only answer is that it's a bad reaction. I'ma get a mad on the cap and shit. And if you got to eat, then I'ma cap this shoot on my doctor's shoot. Heal the pain into your picture, pitching and it's still the frame. Damn, less money to the right man, more money to the white man, right man. Fuck that, we the main attraction like a maniac. So my brain reacting and a maniac. And when it keeps the real, telling the streets get up and it'll get you feel. I use fundamentals, the fundamentals, the one that sent you to the light. I might pack the dust, but I'm an active us, and with an active lust, it's so trite. Right, left, step, slapping the irony of the moment. Harder to just rely on that, I don't mean in the moment. So now I'm taking my time, at night I'm feeling the vibe. A kind of sewer, your shoot is a kind of sewer. I grind on my back, I'm better than karma. Your honor, pleading the fifth. We looking for leadership, who the fuck is leading the shit?
Timeless. That's what you are. Timeless. Just like the stars above you shine for us all.
Life is nothing more than a conundrum. Yeah, yeah, this that one shot. Don't you waste it, gunshot. Start the races, run until the reaper take you. Run until the reaper take you. Seize the moment, don't forsake it. Eyes open, guess who made it? You just enter to the mission. Brace yourself, cause they get rich. Take your first step, take your first breath. Different, ain't it? Things is looking trippy, ain't it? What's this thing we living, bitch? This feel like a $1 million. Chase up this one in a million. Kudos, cause you made the cut. Not everyone get best audition. So what's your plan? The baby got a crawl, but he understand. Learn to understand the power in your hand. Ain't no limits here, the universe is grand. Don't let them rush you in, cause this just get cramped.
Yeah, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was the new one from Kyle Bent, Conundrum. You can learn more about him at LFODradio.com. Before that, we had Timeless by Loaf Music. They called in last week. They're on tour with Jansport J right now. They were doing a tour up in Vermont, and they're actually going to be at Live from the Underground at Opus Underground in Salem, Massachusetts tomorrow night. Loaf won't be there, but Jansport will. We're definitely going to head up and check out that show. Should be a good time. He's a dope producer. Definitely get out. He's looking to build with people out here. I know he was talking his Lakers trash, so I'm showing up in my anti-Kobe Bryant paraphernalia. Is that the right word? No. But anyway, I'll be there. We're looking forward to that. So, and we kicked it off with Razan Changes. We got Lightfoot with us today.
Yo, yo.
And we got the Archetype.
Hello.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Chilling, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You guys just did some wild stuff. Well, what's The Shift?
The Shift. The Shift is a new producer series that I've launched that's going to be held every 2 months over at Mass Apparel in Austin. And it's basically based on a beat tape I made back in 2014. I set up my portable studio in the Animals Kyoto jungle when it was around, right off Newbury Street. And in 8 hours, I made a 10-track beat tape and put it out the same night. And just so it was all, you know, it was all just made in one day and released in one day, the whole thing from front to back, you know, from scratch. It was kind of my way of wanting to do a beat tape. I'm not really a beat tape guy personally. I work on the albums more, but you right. know, I was getting a lot of requests for a beat tape, so I just was like, all right, I'll set aside one day for it. That way it's not,
boom,
you know, doesn't take a whole chunk out of my life and I can like concentrate on the albums. So ever since then, it got a really great response. And ever since then, I've been kind of playing with the idea of turning it into a series to give it, like make it a platform for other producers. And so that's what this is. So it's called The Shift, and these guys clock in for an 8-hour shift and make a beat tape from the ground up, and then we release it the same night.
That's dope. And Lightfoot, you were the first.
Yeah, man, I was the guinea pig run, I guess, if you want to call it like that. It was super dope. I was actually there when he was doing his beat tape over Animals, so I like kind of saw, you know, what, you know, the pace that you kind of have to keep if you want to come out with something that's going to be a beat tape. And he was doing, I think, like one every like 45 minutes, I think. So stepping into this, I kind of like prepped myself a bit because I hate like going into situations like super unprepared. But I had no real way of preparing for this. So I was just like trying to come up with a game plan so that I could like approach it and kind of have a little bit of sanity and organization when going about it. So I was like, might as well like shoot for like a beat an hour. And I kind of like stayed in that lane. And that's normally, at least when I was making like hip hop beats early on, I was trying to bang out a beat like every hour. But now that kind of, I do a lot more instrumental stuff, which gets more detailed, and you have to kind of worry about the arrangement more and all sort, you know, at least as far as, you know, I mean, you're doing that obviously in post-production with hip hop music, but when it comes to like instrumental stuff, that's like, it begins and ends with instrumental. So you have to make sure it's dynamic and the arrangements are cool. So now I spend way more time on a beat, like an hour. We're talking like half a day, you know, just to get the arrangement down and like a structure of the song. And then you obviously go back and mix and do all that stuff. But so I tried to bring that whole process down in an hour for each one of these beats. And obviously it was like aiming if I could get a little bit faster, like a 45 minute beat here or there, dope. And if it ended up just being an hour, word. But I definitely like didn't want, like, even if I started, there were a couple moments where I started like freaking out a bit. I was like, oh man, this is gonna be a terrible beat. But it hit like 45 minutes, and I was just like, yo, we gotta end it, we just gotta like wrap this up and get into the next one.
Did you bail on any, or did you see them all the way through?
No time to bail. I would kind of like scrap a couple ideas. Like there was one point where I had a drum beat down, and I kind of made a progression, and I was just like, this is just not gonna work. So I kind of like just quickly reworked it. But you really don't have much. It's surprising how little time you have.
It's amazing how fast 8 hours will go.
Oh yeah.
When you have to like, cause you guys, same thing. I approached it when I did it. I was kind of like, all right, what, you know, I sort of had this kind of hour a beat kind of mentality, and I was able to knock out a couple quick, you know, so that, you know, it averaged out to about 45 minutes. But yeah, man, it's a unique format, and it really forces you to like make quick decisions and not like overthink things. As producers, that's what we do, you know, we overthink every little thing. I mean, like, you hear dudes talk about like, you know, how long they spend, you know, selecting snare drums,
right,
and tweaking all that, and that's all good and fine. I'm not poo-pooing
drum sounds are important,
but but this is sort of like it's applying parameters to creativity. And just saying, be as creative as you can with these parameters right now.
You know? You have to stick to your decisions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is the drum I'm using.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I thought it was funny just to plug TWHT real quick.
Definitely. They're on 2 weeks, actually. We'll be talking to them. Love those guys.
So like when I was working with them over the summer, I worked with like a few of the producers, and I remember I used to like drill them, and I'd be like, all right, you guys have 5 minutes to pick your kick sound. All right, you have five. No, that's over. Pick a sound. All right, cool. Snare. And then so I was like, then I started going back to my own beats, creating them on my own time, and I was like, oh, I don't do any of this. Sitting in this thing and in the shift, I really had to like just remember that I was drilling these kids, and these kids were able to do it, so I got to be able to do it too, you know. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did having people in the store milling about, did that affect your, were you watching to see if people's heads were moving? And
nah, I'll get in my head if I do that. I'm not really, I mean, there were definitely times when I looked up, but I kind of get in the zone.
So people left you alone, they didn't come near you?
Yeah, some, every now and again, like a person would pop its head in and then like say, yo, what up, and I'd feel like obligated to say something. But I mean I would say hi, but like I'd feel obligated to have a conversation. I already don't really talk too much. Yeah. So I was like, where is this?
It's like, dude, do you know what I'm doing here?
It's like that. It's like every minute that goes by, you're like, all right man, like I need to make another, like I need to keep going on this. You know, so but yeah, it was a cool dynamic, but luckily not that, I mean, who knows what it'll be like down the road, you know, tons of people maybe coming in.
Yeah.
I was lucky that I didn't have a lot of people in the room.
We'll get you like a cage or a screen. Yeah, or something.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. There's talks of that. Fran P is really adamant about a glass case, like box, that these producers are in. So it's kind of like a museum exhibit, you know.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, so, you know,
well, we joke with Alex a lot about his cube that he just keep him locked in his little cage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like rattle it every now and then to make sure he's still awake.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I support, you know, production zoos for sure.
Production zoos. Yeah. Aquariums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wavy. Did you change your equipment that you use doing this? Did you have to approach it in that way?
I could have. I was thinking about it. I wanted to, like, I have a lot of old stuff that weighs a lot. That's kind of my, and not, it's not like a lot of like really cool stuff. It's just a lot, like a weighted 88 keyboard that I've had for years that weighs like 100 pounds and it doesn't need to weigh anything because it's just literally a glorified mouse. But I had that. Really what it came down to, I brought everything.
Babe, yeah.
Is to answer your question. But I, you know, I wanted to bring as little as possible, but when I started thinking about the speakers that were going to be there, or the keyboards that were going to be there, and then the fact that I was going to be under a time constraint, I didn't want to like add any of that extra pressure. So I just piled all that pressure on before the event even started, and I ran to Mass Apparel with all my. Luckily, my homie Chris was there, but literally my subwoofer, my speakers, my keyboards.
Oh, you brought everything.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember that the tape comes out like. While they're there, there's no like post production on the tape, you know what I mean?
So song's,
like,
done in the can.
It's
next
literally
song.
Yeah, exactly. So like the mix is the mix, you know. So in some ways, you got to be able to, you know, you got to work on a system you're comfortable enough with that. Yep. You can say
you
all
need
right,
to know the sounds, what,
yeah,
you know,
like it's good enough to release, you know. Yeah. I actually didn't do that. I used the house system at Animals at the time and didn't think that through all the way, and then was like, got there and was like, oh man, I hope this sounds good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it sounds cool right now, but you know.
Well, you know your own speakers.
Right. Right, exactly. Right. You know, so you know. But yeah. But yeah, that's certainly something that I was surprised. I walked in and this guy had like the whole rig. It was awesome.
I mean, it was cool. Talking to Nick of Mass Apparel before, I almost went the PA system route. Like that, I was like ready to go, and then Nick called me the night before and he was like, yo man, so what are you bringing? And I was like, I'm just gonna bring my keyboard. Actually, I was like, let me use your keyboard and let me just use the PA system. And he was like,
crazy.
He's like, you shouldn't do any of that. You just bring all your stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, that's what I'll do.
Oh man,
that's what I did. So
shout out to Nick for the
quality control.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
vision.
Yeah, Nick's the man.
So yeah, that's the cool thing is, people are gonna learn from what you did,
right?
And that's gonna be a stepping stone. The same way you saw Ark,
right?
And now people
right.
are gonna see you.
Absolutely.
So this is just gonna get more and more interesting and better and better.
Yeah, the idea is that it's snowball. You know what I mean? That it's gonna be a long. This isn't, you know, I'm looking to run this for some time, and it just kind of build and grow and become like a producer's community and a platform that like. Not only this city gets to utilize, but also hopefully
it's a cool idea, man.
Producers from other—I mean, I've been getting hit up like crazy, and we've only—I was getting hit up before we even did the first one, and then you know after that, I mean, it's been the response has been really great. So
how do producers get in touch with you if they want to be involved?
I'm setting all that up right now because the first ones I'm curating a lot of like the early ones just because I have a great network of producers that I know, and so I'm curating all those guys and really trying to set the groundwork. So that's why Lightfoot was the first. It was like, I know I'm going to get a great beat tape out of him.
Right.
It's like, I just know what's going to happen. I know he can work under these parameters. There's no roll of the dice there for me. So I knew that I would have a solid product to show for the very first one, you know? And so that's kind of like in the beginning, that's how I'm working it. Down the line, there will be a submission process. You know, we've got all the socials set up now, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and I'm working on a website and we've got the email up there. So all that stuff will become public over the course of the, you know, over time.
As needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know,
you should, I don't know if you've talked to Brian or Dee from The Stew.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You should talk to those
absolutely.
Guys. They have a great
I went up on their I went up on their podcast actually like the week before the event and we talked about it up there.
Nice.
Like yeah, they're super supportive. Those guys are the best.
Yeah,
so.
They've created a little community too of you know, producers, and they're all active, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be dope. It's good to see everyone doing. And that's a completely different format.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's cool to see, like, production is wild. There's so much good energy in the city right now. It's
absolutely
insane.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yep.
So how often is this going to happen?
So this is going to happen every 2 months.
All right.
And so the first one, it's going to be the even months, you know. So the first one was February, you know. So the next one will be April. And we're set up for, let me just double check the date here. I believe we're set up for April 8th with Billy Loman.
Nice.
So he's going to take up the second round.
Shout out to Billy Loman.
Yes. April 8th, Mass Apparel, Billy Loman going in on the shift.
Nice. So. Shout out to Billy. Yes. Also an LFOD alumni. See. LFODradio.com. You can hear that interview. Nice. Space Jams out now.
That's beautiful, man.
So,
beautiful.
Where can people hear this, though?
This is on the AR Classic Audio Mac page. And I don't know a better way of saying
Yeah, it's tricky. Audio Mac's a little funky. It's not like audiomac.com/AR Classic Records. It's like a kind of a complex thing. But if you go on Audio Mac and you search The Shift or you search Lightfoot, you will find it. I really like Audio Mac's platform. It's just a really user-friendly, no questions asked platform.
Yeah.
It allows me to take variables that come with all these different producers and not have to worry about them.
So nice.
I knew Lightfoot would work in certain parameters that I tend to work in, but my buddy Billy is a little different in that way. Yeah. So I need to make sure that I can actually put out the beat tape. You know,
my buddy Billy.
So shout out to Audio Mac for not asking questions and just letting me live my life.
So that's crucial, right? Live free or die. Like, let me do my thing over here.
Exactly.
So that's what's up. Audio Mac, I'm sure you guys are sharing it like crazy too.
Yeah,
we'll put the link in the comments and on the page with everything here. So that's that. At Lightfoot Beats.
Yes.
At The Archetype, is there a Shift page?
Yeah, at The Shift BOS.
At The Shift BOS.
Yes. Hit us up. Follow us. We need more followers. I just set up the page.
Everyone right now. Maybe like a shout out on the next tape for the 1,000th follower or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, we're going to start incentivizing our followers.
Right. Yeah, sample your voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so boys, I'm excited to hear... the next one, I'm excited to see this grow. Definitely keep me in the loop. We're going to be back in a minute. But first, I have the tape here. Lifo, which beat are you most proud of?
I think Goon Tunes might be my favorite joint, I think.
Goon Tunes?
If I remember my titles correctly.
He was titling very much on the fly. He was like eating food.
They're all kind of solo dolo goon tunes.
Well, he was literally
Cold Snap. Were you drinking a Sam Adams?
I actually was. I've never seen that.
Yeah. Mo and I were having a conversation, and he was like kind of eating and having a beer. Like, was just anything he heard or saw was like becoming a name. So
great. Now, you know, if a rapper takes this, they always rap about the title. So you're going to...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a challenge. The Lightfoot Challenge.
The Lightfoot Challenge. Goon Tunes. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this with more from Archetype and Lightfoot. Goon Tunes.
first got off in this game. This is a young shorty. Real dish love. In third grade, got awarded for my penmanship. Guess it's safe to say I'm still winning. Ish. Wrote a poem for a girl, she was feeling it. That's when I knew I had a hip-hop membership. Scribble down on a pad, let emotions free. Get them open, once spoken, feeling close to me. Need a utter free world, I'm supposed to be. Getting lost in the matrix ain't the role for me. Sticking to the seven letter, that's the code for me. Be real till I'm gone, that's the O for me. Driving to my own goals, can't show for me. I'm trying to see all women at the show for me. Getting naughty by nature for the OPP. Heads turning on purpose so they notice me. The soul beat make them dance like Mary J. I'm getting money like Ashley and Mary Kate. Full house with the platinum plaques on the wall. Putting out stunting back to back with my dogs. Remember me and Ryan slept in the car. Spent our last $20 on weed and golf. Now I'm spending time on the grind in New York. Aiming for my mark just to get my point across. Dead devil marksman, I don't see opponents. But I kill them every time that I hit the target. Never let them tell you what you can't do. People love to talk down when they ain't true. Since you get a lot of love, people hate you. And since you ain't for the game, try to play you. I learned from the false flag cause to stay true. I'm digging about to bloom like cage fruit. And drop a bomb on them like Beirut. Jazz funk on a beat, that's a great move. Never let them tell you where you came from. I was raised by a king, not a slave, bruh. Took advice from Pimp C and came up. John Smoltz set the pitch, yeah, I changed up. But say that life is a gift, can you blame us? Nothing but laws being made just to tame us. I tell my people, start a biz, get your name up. You gotta get it how you live, get your game
see,
up.
See, I was made to be a maid. I don't know no other way. Listen close to every record that you play. Every word that we say. See, I was made to be a maid. I don't know no other way. Listen close to every record that you play. Every word that we say. See, I was made to be a maid. I don't know no other way. Listen close to every record that you play. Every word that we say. See, I was made to be a maid. I don't know no other way. Listen close to every record that you play. Every word that we say. See, I was made to be a maid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know no other way.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
listen
yeah,
close
yeah,
to every record that you play.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every word that we say.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
See, I was made to be a maid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know no other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen close to every record that you play.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every word that we say.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that was Chasing Cash, Remind You, produced by Jansport J. We had Jansport on last week talking, and we were talking about Chasing Cash as a top 10 Twitter follow if you're in the music industry, for sure.
Chase is a good dude.
And we hit him up for cleans, and sure enough, he's about his business. Less than 30 seconds later, he responded. We had the cleans, and so shout out to them. They have a project together called The Black Jesus.
Oh, dope. That's
once
what's
again,
up.
Jansport J tomorrow night at Live from the Underground. So, but we're back with Archetype.
Yo, yo.
And we got Lightfoot here, too.
Yup.
Yup. So, we just talked about the shift. Very exciting format, idea, concept, etc.
Tis.
Now, that is a product of your mind.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was birthed out of my this beat tape that I did back in 2014. So it was kind of, you know, it was birthed out of my mind and out of sort of like, you know, not wanting to commit too much time to a beat tape,
right?
And have a beat tape, you know.
I guess what I'm getting at is it's an AR classic.
Oh yeah. It's all birthed out of the same family. I have a little orchard that I've been nurturing.
You've been tending to your
tending
garden.
Tending to my garden, yeah.
yeah, the AR Classic label, the Bridge Sound and Stage Recording Studios, and then everything that kind of circles in and out of that, you know, which is, you know, includes now The Shift, and myself as a producer, and you know, I don't know whatever else there is.
As far as your production,
yeah,
you're gonna be back March 21st with Mo Pope,
yeah,
Still Gold. You guys just dropped a crazy album. We're going to talk a lot about your musicality there.
Awesome.
People should know you are dope. Aren't you producer of the year? Is that a fact?
According to the Boston Music Awards, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or no longer. I was 2016. So, you know, it's out of date at this point.
Yeah.
We're in 2017. We're in the future now.
Former
producer of the year.
That's funny. You're basically, they just happened. Get to be the man for a couple months.
3 weeks. Like, they give it to you in like beginning of December and then the year's over. So it's like, you know.
Well, good work last year.
Thanks, man.
So that being said, you also have The Bridge, Sound and Stage, which I think it's fair to say has become a bit of a hub for New England hip hop.
I would hope so. That was always the mission. You know, I used to work at a studio that was very much the hub back then. It was it must have been like 2006. I worked at Waltz Audio, which was downtown, right by Berkeley, and I met so many people there. That's where I met Rex, honestly. He was just walking in the hallway because he worked at a side room in the same spot. And I met Benzino, and I met XL from The Creators, and I met so many people that I know that I've now known for years, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of worked out of there. It was like one of those spots that like people went all the time. And when it closed, you know, it had been around for like 25 years or something.
It's a good run.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially for a studio, it's not easy to do. It was like the minute it closed, everything kind of felt like it dispersed into like various different places. It was kind of like convenience based wherever, you know, but there wasn't this sense of like you could just bump into this guy. You might see this guy. It was like the meeting place where everybody like collaborated. You
right.
know? Felt like it got real sort of isolated, and it just kind of became something that I like really missed, and something that I felt was really important to any scene is the sense of like, you know, and it's not just a recording studio, it could be anything. It's like, you know, like Fat Beats down in New York, you know, was a place you could just go up to, and like if you just wanted to like browse through some records, you never know who might walk through the door or any of that kind of thing. There are these hubs that happen.
Spaces are really
important. You know, we need places that we can, you know, meet and talk and work and do whatever it is you do in those spaces. But you need a lot of different types of spaces, and studios are one of them. So I always kind of wanted to open up something that could kind of work as a connector, you know, and a hub for the community. So
how long ago was it that you started?
The Bridge started, we moved in October of 2008, and I opened doors basically like January, February 2009. So
okay.
We've been going for 8 years. So,
did it take off right away, Ark?
You know, oddly enough, the first couple years were really good.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, just because I had built up a good clientele, list of clients at that point, and then prior to it, and my business partner had as well, and there was just a lot of excitement surrounding the new location, you know what I mean? So there was just kind of just this buzz about it, right? And then year three, things got like really ugly, like started to really get bad, you know. And so it was like year three, four, and five, and year five in particular, I was like, if it goes like year three and four, like this may be it, you know.
Yeah,
it really may be the end of it. And things really start to turn around, and you know, there is this kind of like 5-year rule with any business,
right?
Of like if you can survive the fifth year, then you're sort of you made it in some, to a certain extent, you know. And that felt really real, because going into our sixth and that seventh year, I mean, it's just been like out of here. It's amazing. Like it's been so. The support that we have from the community is so immense. The the sense of connectedness that there is in that space is really huge. There's very few people I meet that haven't been through the space, you know, in one form or fashion, you know, whether they've recorded there or not, you know what I mean?
Right.
They may have just come through for a function.
Because you do a lot of listening parties, events,
exactly,
networking stuff.
We try to make it as much of a hub connector as possible, you know? So like, you know, Millie's is a great example. Millie's has never recorded. Actually, no, he has recorded. Sorry, I stand corrected. He's recorded, I think, one verse in our studio.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And Millie's is the homie, you know what I mean? But he has another spot he works at, but you know, the minute he walked in, he was like, oh, I love this place. You know what I mean? He's like, this is great.
Yeah.
We need this, you know? And he just got it right away. You
right.
know? And, that's kind of like, that's the whole point. Like, you don't necessarily have to work there, you know? Like,
yeah.
it's great if you do. We love having people work there, obviously, you know? But it still can be a space that you can sort in, use in some form or fashion to connect with people, to come through, just socialize, to be part of a scene, and kind of get your hands into it, you know, just with whoever you might meet, you know. So that's always been the goal with the Bridge. So you know, I hope that it's seen that way, and I hope that people view it that way, because that's kind of like been my goal to create that.
It's. It's almost like a stamp, you know?
Yeah.
If something comes out of there, you're pretty sure it's going to be quality.
Right. Well, yeah, I've had really the great fortune of having an awesome staff that works for me. That
your staff is great.
Yeah, it's really just like top notch. Like, yeah, and that's just me being lucky, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the one who lucked out on that, you know?
But you're even sort of developing a bit of a sound almost.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think every studio in some form or fashion probably does that. But I think that, you know, because of the nature of the space there and the nature of it being such a, it's not just a hip hop studio, it's a multi-genre studio. So there's this kind of like, the limitations are taken off, you know, like there's, you know, I'd find it hard pressed for an artist to come in and tell me, man, I really want to do this and us not be able to at least accommodate it. Like,
right.
I'm not saying I can, like, give you your gamelan orchestra, but, like, I couldn't record it.
I've seen you record orchestras.
Yeah, like, we can do it, you know what I mean?
You're getting a rep in the metal community
you know,
now.
So, exactly. So, it's, like, it's one of those things that, like, this space allows us to really kind of fulfill anybody's ideas, any dreams they might have, any like visions that they have for their music, as long as they know the right players and they can provide
right.
that, you know, and we'll help as much as we can on that. But like, the space allows for us to really be creative and take the music to a different, you know, whereas if it's just a small booth and a little project studio, you know, there are limitations, you know, you
right.
can't put a live drummer in there and you can't do that whole thing and add that to your song, you know?
No.
So I think that really helps kind of shape the sound that comes out of the Bridge, because, you know, the room is taken into consideration. It's one of the instruments we use.
Right.
So
it's dope. The Bridge sound and stage.
Yes.
Now, real quick, how does AR Classic fit into this?
AR is a label that I started right around the same time, actually. I started in 2008, earlier in the year. So 2008 was kind of a crazy year in hindsight, actually. So I had been kind of just working with artists and sort of working as a label kind of unofficially for a long time. Guys that I grew up with and you know, that had sort of been the early dudes who saw something in me as a producer. And we were making records and, you know, we had done a little bit of the shopping around thing and it just didn't feel, it felt really like, weird. Like, there was like when we get good responses from labels, but it would always be like, yeah, we just sort of we see you as this kind of an artist, and we'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't at all fall in line with how we see this, you know what I mean? So it just kind of felt like we're pouring all this time and energy into making this product, and then we're like handing it over to some guy that doesn't understand at all what we're trying to do, and like, and how, you know, how do we feel comfortable with that? So it was honestly one of my artists who was like, yeah, you should just start a label. And I was like, I looked at him like he was crazy. And he's like, dude, you're basically doing it. Like, just
right.
formalize it and let's do, you know, let's go. So it kind of dawned on me that I guess I had been doing that,
because
we ended up putting out a lot of those projects independently on our own. And so I started it back in 2008. And at this point, I think we've put out somewhere in the ballpark of, I mean, I guess if we count EPs and mixtapes and things like that, we're probably approaching 20 projects.
Nice.
So
you've had a pretty nice little run lately.
Yeah, it's been great because, like, I mean, honestly, it's a boutique label that's built out off of my relationships. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, and those relationships have afforded me the ability to release music for people like Slain, which is really, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to put out his music.
He's dead now.
Yeah, the last project did render him a little lifeless, but he managed to resurrect himself and then put out a Lakoka record, and, you know, has got some other things coming up too. And Spenda as well is an artist that I've known for quite some time. I had the pleasure of being able to put out his record recently, and then most recently the new Still Gold record.
Still Gold. Yeah. Real quick, I don't want the Esh and Arc project to go unmentioned.
Oh no, I mean, of course, the Esh and Arc project. I mean, Esh was, you know, that was what set off the beginning of last year.
Yeah, that was
January 22nd, I think, was the date we dropped that, and it set the whole year off. You know, it was like a whirlwind. And it was crazy to think that
you guys have been running since then, though.
Yeah,
running.
I mean, that was like kind of that was sort of like what set off the whole run of the last, like, honestly, the last bunch of really great projects that we've had the pleasure to put out, you know, and we got some great stuff lined up for this year too.
So I've been really enjoying the Spenda and the Still Gold.
Yeah,
they're the only things knocking Future out of my rotation at all right now.
Right, I know. I mean, you know, I think Future told me he's gonna do his next record on AR. I'm not sure, but you know, he's got like I think he's got four more that he's releasing in the next
pretty much
like
every
month.
Day.
So I mean, AR. One of them is gonna come out on my label.
It has to.
Sure.
It has to.
Pretty
but
sure.
The Spenda record's really good, man. I'm gonna play a record off that soon.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
He's been on fire too, killing every feature I've heard.
He's so good, man.
On the Still Gold too.
Dude, he's so good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with both of those projects. Yeah. And they sound completely different.
Yep. Totally.
And they're both quality. They're both AR classic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Has the response been good on both of those so far?
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody that I've that's heard these projects, you know, and they've all kind of reached out and thanked us for putting them out and told us they were spreading the word on it. So, I mean, yeah, the response has been great, you know.
Is there one place people can go to hear all the AR Classic music?
I mean, arclassicrecords.com is kind of the best, most comprehensive place. I've been a little behind on updating it recently just because I've been sick and there's been a lot going on. But it is the most comprehensive place to kind of get info on everybody. All that's and mainly our store there. You know, we don't sell any digital product on there, but we sell physical product on there. So if you want to pick up CDs and vinyl and all that kind of stuff, it's a great place to do that.
Nice.
And it's a great place to at least get some information on the artists. And you know, I've got Spenda's page currently under construction, so this sickness kind of put me back a little bit.
Just type in SPNDA.
Yeah, you'll find
the only thing that's gonna pop.
Yeah, it's the only thing. He did a good job of he took out all the vowels just like Still Gold. Like we are totally
vowel-less.
We are anti vowels over at AR Classic.
AR.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Anyway, both of those are dope. I'm real excited to get you back in here on the 21st to talk about Still Gold.
We're psyched to come.
That was crazy. Congrats on the release show. That
was
dope.
Thank you.
We were fired up about that. What do you have coming up? Anything you can talk about? The Shift Beat Series.
Yeah,
next one is April 8th.
Yep, April 8th with Billy Loman. That's coming up then. And then, Still Gold, we're just doing some promotional runs. We got some things. We got some cool things that I think we should be able to announce when I see you soon. When I come back, in a couple weeks, I think we're going to have some cool things that we can announce then. Some kind of fun events that
let me know so I can get the bombs ready.
Yeah, exactly. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, man. We're trying to line up some shows and get all that together. We got something lined up for Portland, Maine in April, and we got a couple of things that are sort of getting negotiated right now.
Nice.
Just same old same. You know, there's new music being made by. I don't want to release any sort of names and whatever, but there's a lot of new music being created.
Good.
And there's some new projects that'll be coming out this year with some new names on the label.
Good.
So that'll be fun.
Dope.
So
that's exciting.
Yeah, there's good stuff. New music from old names and new music from new names.
Just new music everywhere.
New music everywhere.
We're doing
new
a little jazz thing together too.
Yeah, I know. Have you even made that a public thing?
Oh,
okay, cool, sweet.
Might next week. I think next week.
Awesome. So,
I'm not even hip.
See that plays into the greater bridge picture.
The bridge is huge. If you're not rocking with the bridge in 2017, you're in.
I would like to say
dire straits.
Come rock with the bridge in 2017. If you're not, come do it.
Hit them up. They're all very nice guys.
We're friendly.
Ark, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
Lightfoot,
me.
Lightfoot,
thank you. My pleasure.
You guys want to shout out any social medias?
I'm the archetype on everything, spelled kind of funky, A-R-C-I-T-Y-P-E. But you can reach me there, and AR Classic Records and all that.
Yeah, Lightfoot Beats on Twitter, Instagram. SoundCloud is Light-Foot, but type in Lightfoot Beats and you'll find whatever you need to find.
That's what's up, and we will have all that stuff in the information beneath this when it posts. We're going to get out of here with this Spend a Joint, Devices, featuring April Stanford. Good song
shout
off
out to
a
April.
Great record. Yeah, shout
She's
out to April.
She's so dope.
I love April.
She's great.
We got to get up here. She's got to get up here eventually, but
yeah.
Anyway, Spend a, Devices, Shards of Glass,
giant.
Out now, AR Classic, Live Free or Die.
Pew.
Distraction that it could bring. If rails had burst in the flames, nobody noticed a thing. It's devices, slaving to all your mobile devices. Fought with it for a second, it already divisive. I might just get rid of mine this very second, but I can't, cause I need to respond to a text message. Remember when penning a doctorate was the method, and everything that you said in it was for permanent record. Now we're using emojis for the expression. See, times are rapidly changing, this generation impatient. But I've
seen it all before, I never was so sure. Staring at the floor, how you gon' move forward when you always looking down?
Looking down at that cracked screen.
When you always looking down?
Looking down at that cracked screen, cracked screen.
Seen it all before, I never was so sure. Staring at the floor, how you gon' move forward when you always looking down?
Looking at that cracked screen.
When you always looking down?
Looking down at that cracked screen.
Yeah.
The mobile phone used to only be for the ballers. It was about the size of a brick and only for taking orders. Was foreign to be recorded, amazing for being cordless. But the pinnacle, when I was a youngin', was having pages. Fast forward through Scottsdale territory, stop on Nokia, Nextel, and flipping a sidekick. Switch back to when the home phone was your everything, and if they wanted to, they had to go through your mama. Now it's horror if leaving your cellular on the dresser. So I used to know every number, without it, I don't remember. It's crazy, right? Who would have saw it coming so quickly? Except for Nikola Tesla, prediction during the 20s. Prophetic for profit, people connected for bags of money. Relationship to a mobile reminds you of matrimony. Still starving for all the basics, the latest from all the phonies. But you gotta keep on paying, freebasing communication. Cause I'm
when you always looking down,
down at that crack screen, crack screen.
WMFO in Medford. This is Sky by here. This is a band called Degeneration. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. profess love over microphones for winners. The girl in the back betrayed me with a smile. He said everything happens for a reason, but I didn't see it coming. And the lights are out now, I couldn't shake.